Week one is in the books, and in the words of Coach Bill Belichick, we are on to week two. Top 36 wide receivers and some flex options coming at you right now. TFA fam, hope you had a great week one. Like I said, we're on to week two. Let's go ahead and just dive into these wide receiver rankings. We have 36 coming at you. Leading off with our wide receiver ones, Justin Jefferson, Cooper Kupp, Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs, Ja'Marr Chase, AJ Brown, Michael Pittman for the brand, Mike Williams, Deebo Samuel, Mike Evans, Tyreek Hill, and Cortland Sutton wrapping up our wide receiver ones. Kev, give us the good word.
The guy I wanted to hit on really was Mike Williams, right? Somebody that I was high on last week. He didn't pay off. They only saw four targets. I'm going to throw it out the door. Everybody saw four targets. It was a game they kind of got up pretty quickly, and it seemed like they just kind of milked the clock from there and didn't really have to do as much in the second half. But Mike Williams, for me, I think is an elite option this week. They're going to be playing the Chiefs. This is going to be a very high-scoring affair on Thursday Night Football. No Keenan Allen. So right now we're looking at Mike Williams, Gerald Everett, Joshua Palmer. In this game right now, I mean, it looks like their starting corner rookie first-round pick, Trent McDuffie, was placed on IR today. He's expected to miss like 4 to 6 weeks with a hamstring injury. So we could be looking at fourth-round rookie pick Joshua Williams stepping in to being in the starting role next to Rashad Fenton. So, I think Mike Williams, who's historically done very well against the Chiefs, is in for a big week this week. So we can throw everything out that happened last week. But this week, I think he's in for a really big game. He's likely going to see 10-plus targets in this game. So I know people are going to be hesitant with sticking him back in there because he didn't do anything last week. He scored 3 fantasy points. I get it. Who cares about last week? We're on to week two. So plug Michael Williams in whenever you can.
Yeah, let's not overreact to 1 week. It'll be all right. We're here for you. Let's move on to the wide receiver two rankings, kicking things off with Gabe Davis at 13, followed by Marquise Brown, Jalen Waddle, Brandon Cooks, Terry McLaurin, Juju Smith-Schuster, hat tip to you, Kev, Deontay Johnson, DJ Moore, Jerry Jeudy, Amon-Ra St. Brown, CeeDee Lamb, down to 23, and DK Metcalf at 24. So I'll just kick things off here with some wide receiver twos that I want to highlight. I talk about Jerry Jeudy. I shouldn't have got off the bandwagon. It was so good to see Jeudy do that. Now, obviously, the majority of his production came on the long touchdown catch, but he was tied with Sutton for the second most targets with 7. He was on the field for 89% of the snaps. Good days are ahead for Jeudy and his passing offense. The other guy I want to mention real quick is Amon-Ra St. Brown. The Sun God picked up where he left off last year, saw 12 targets. Next closest on this team was DJ Chark with 8. And, you know, toward the end of the offseason, there was a report that came out that said that St. Brown was, quote-unquote, that guy for Goff during training camp. And that proved to be true week one. So his ceiling, I think, is going to be limited with all the other healthy bodies around him. But I think you can feel really confident plugging him in as a wide receiver too on a weekly basis.
I'd love to see that as well with Amon-Ra St. Brown. I mean, he was somebody that a lot of people were kind of going back and forth on about, you know, he's not going to see as many targets, that, you know, we should be drafted as high. Maury says that was a lie. So, because he is still that guy. He is going to be the leading target getter in this offense, I feel. So, next up for me, I'm going to stick with this same game of the Chiefs and Chargers because I think this game could go well over the 54.5 point total on this game right now. The Chiefs have a 29-point implied total right now, highest on the slate. And Juju Smith-Schuster, if we're going to talk about voting, somebody I had as a certified wide receiver two heading into the season, we had some people, D-Bro, from Fantasy Pros tell me that I was crazy and that there's no way. But it is only 1 week. But last week, he saw 8 targets, a 20% target share. Now, again, this team absolutely scorched the Cardinals. They did not have to throw the ball very much. He really didn't really have to play all that much in the second half, but he still ran 82% of the routes. He did have a fumble in that game. But other than that, I mean, it was still a pretty solid performance from him. Didn't find the end zone, 11.9 fantasy points. But good things are ahead for Juju Smith-Schuster. He is the locked-in wide receiver one for this team. He is going to see a lot of targets each and every week. Obviously, Travis Kelce is still the king of that pass catching group. But Juju Smith-Schuster, somebody that if you drafted, again, was a guy that was kind of 7th, 8th round pick. People were able to draft later. We talked about it, you know, in the offseason that, you know, getting a wide receiver attached to Patrick Mahomes that late should be criminal. But here we are. I think Juju Smith-Schuster is back, and we're going to see exactly what he can do now with an actual quarterback and an actual elite quarterback in Patrick Mahomes.
Let's go ahead and wrap it up with wide receiver threes. Kicking it off, Darnell Mooney at 25, followed by Michael Thomas, Allen Robinson, Rashad Bateman, T. Higgins, Christian Kirk, Adam Thielen, Elijah Moore, Tyler Boyd at 33, Brandon Ayuk, Drake London, and Julio Jones wrapping it up at 36. Two guys I want to touch on really quickly. First, Christian Kirk. Got to talk about one of my favorite draft picks I was talking about. I feel like I mentioned his name at least once a week from July all the way through August. And he came through in week one, led the Jags with 12 targets, caught six of those for 117 yards. This team is going to be bad once again. They're going to be playing from behind a lot. So Kirk is going to continue to see plenty of work. They put him in the slot for, it's like 90-something percent of his snaps too. So should help him out in terms of matchups and everything else going forward. I don't think we're going to have to worry about him lining up with number one corners. The other guy is Julio Jones. This just in, he is not washed, so it seems. I thought he looked really good. I really like the fact that the Bucs were involving him in different ways as well. Only played 52% of the snaps, but saw seven opportunities, which included two rushes and five targets. Turned that into 86 total yards. So with Godwin missing time, I think we definitely see Julio's snaps bump up, and with that should come increased opportunities. So if you took a shot on Julio Jones late in your drafts, it is already paying off, and I think you can slide him in for sure on week two in the matchup against New Orleans. So, Kev, what about you? Who are some of these wide receiver threes that you would like to speak on?
I guess I just love pain because I'm going to talk about two wide receivers that did absolutely nothing last week. One is Allen Robinson. I'm not jumping off the bandwagon. I'm not going to overreact to what happened last week on that Thursday night game. I mean, after that game, it was like the sky is falling. The entire Rams offense is terrible. Allen Robinson is terrible. Like, it was just a bad game. They faced a bloodsaw and the Buffalo Bills and their defense and, you know, how good their offense was. They looked completely out of sync. I think some of it had to do probably – they played no preseason games. They had no action together. Matt Stafford missed a little time because of the arm injury and everything else. And so they get to bounce back this week against Atlanta. So this is a much better matchup. I feel confident in starting Allen Robinson still, you know, kind of as your wide receiver three, maybe in the flex. But I really like Allen Robinson this week against Atlanta. I'm not overreacting. Allen Robinson isn't only going to see two targets a game for the rest of the year. It's not going to happen. You know, Sean McVay talked about they wanted to get him more involved. We've heard that before. Whenever Sean McVay talked about that last year with Robert Woods, and you know what happened right afterwards? The squeaky wheel got the grease. And so I really like Allen Robinson. And, you know, try to buy low on him. Go out there. If you don't have him, go out and try to buy him. I don't think it would cost you all that much. I think he'd be a really fantastic buy low option. The other guy I want to talk about is Darnell Mooney. Same thing, same situation. He saw absolutely no targets last week, three targets last week, but they only threw the ball 17 times last week because it was an absolute monsoon out in Chicago. The field looked like a slip and slide out there. I mean, it was just huge puddles everywhere. There was no throwing the ball whatsoever. So he only saw three targets, one catch, 8 yards. It's not going to be like that every week. This week they get to play Green Bay. They're going to have to throw the ball this week. I think Green Bay gets back on track. Chicago should get back on track. The weather's not going to be the same, so we're not going to have to worry about that. So Darnell Mooney, same situation. Yes, he was terrible last week, but there's a lot of other reasons why it was. He is going to be the leading target getter in this offense. He's going to be a guy that's going to see probably close to 10 targets every game. I'm throwing this one out the door. I don't care about it. The weather played a huge factor in this game. And, you know, they just grinded it out and got the win over San Francisco. So, again, Darnell Mooney, another great buy low option.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and wrap up with some guys we have outside of our wide receiver three, maybe some flex options, maybe some deeper options. The guy that I'm going to talk about isn't someone that I think you have to rush out and put into your starting lineup. Might be sitting out there on waivers as well. But just to, you know, you were talking about not overreacting to week one. I just want to say that it's gonna be okay with Treylon Burks. You know, there was a lot of doubt and negativity surrounding him this offseason, which wasn't necessarily unwarranted because you never want to see a first-round pick playing into the fourth quarter of a preseason game. But he showed why a lot of people loved him coming in as a prospect. He played just 24 snaps. But on those 24 snaps, he turned that into 5 targets, 3 catches, and 55 yards. This team is going to be starving for playmakers, especially if Derrick Henry can't get it going. If someone dropped him, if he wasn't picked up, and if you have the room, he's definitely somebody that I would want to pick up and stash before he has his blow-up game and it's too late.
Yeah, we talked about him on the waiver show. I was really surprised he was only rostered in less than 50% of leagues. Like, I felt like he was a guy that was kind of going in the, like, 10th, 11th, 12th round right around there when Chris Olave was going. So I was surprised at that. So I like that call, too. I know Kyle Phillips is getting a lot of buzz this week, too, because I think he led the team in targets. But I don't mind picking up Kyle Phillips in, like, PPR formats. But I don't know if there's going to be enough passing volume to go around to support all these wide receivers. Anyways, the guys I want to hit on really quickly is Josh Palmer. Listen, with Keenan Allen out, we already talked about Mike Williams. I think if you have Josh Palmer, I think he's a really solid flex option this week. I think if you don't have Josh Palmer, and he's widely available out there, he's available in almost like 85% of leagues, Josh Palmer should be somebody that you have a priority on. I love Josh Palmer. I talked about him all offseason. He was one of my favorite sleeper options at wide receiver. This is why. This is why I told you to draft him, because if something happens to one of these wide receivers, he instantly steps into a huge role in this offense. And so, yes, he didn't do great last week. None of the wide receivers really did great last week for this Chargers offense. But we already talked about that. So Josh Palmer is somebody I absolutely love. Definitely a very strong flex option. The other guy I wanted to hit on really quickly was Jakobi Meyers. I'm going to say it again. Jakobi Meyers is going to lead this team in targets every single week. I love him. And, yes, I hate this offense. This offense is terrible. But I think Jakobi Meyers is somebody that you should probably count on in the flex option. At 6 to 8 targets per game, I think is very safe for him. Probably some red zone targets as well. They get Pittsburgh this week. Pittsburgh's going to be without T.J. Watt. It's going to be a big blow to their pass rush. And so I think maybe the Patriots might be able to get a little bit more going on through the air this week. So Jakobi Meyers is another guy that I really like. Another guy that's widely available. Only rostered in 38% of Yahoo leagues. Add Jakobi Meyers. Don't be disrespectful. That's all I got.
That's all we got for you. Please hit us with a like and a sub. If you have any questions, any waivers, trades, starts it, any of that, drop it in the comments below. Or you can join our absolutely free fantasy football Discord. We're talking redraft, dynasty, props, DFS, all of it over there. Hope to see you there. Good luck in week 2, and we'll talk to you soon.